Time, 10 seconds past 5:45. Malicious, that famous veteran of the turf, is filling a personal appearance engagement at Reg Fudge.
The following period has been reserved by Angie Rosito, the midget who is 35 inches tall and a candidate for mayor of Los Angeles, on April 1st ballot next Tuesday. This is his one and only radio broadcast. We bring you now Angie Rosito.
In speaking to you folks this evening, I am not speaking as a politician. I don't even look like one, but I am speaking as a plain American citizen. I realize I am not the most intelligent person in this mayor's race, but as a boy, I was on the debating team of Omaha Technical High School, and I also have 1 year of college education in Creighton University, also of Omaha. My speech will be plain enough so that everyone will be able to understand it. I may even slip and use the word ain't. In that respect, I am like that grand person, Will Rogers. He would say, if you wake up in the morning and you ain't got no money in your pocket and you ain't got no food in the house, well, you ain't gonna have no breakfast, that's all. I have been around the city of Los Angeles for 15 years, and I've seen a lot and I've heard a lot. And I've come to the conclusion that I can run the city hall just as well as any of those big six-footers, and maybe do a better job at that. My plan fits all taxpayers who want more for their money and a decrease in taxes. My first point is the transportation problem. Years ago, we had 5 cents streetcar fare, and it is still possible today. Let's turn the calendar back a few years to the time when we boarded a streetcar, when the conductor handed us a stub and said, now you keep these little stubs, and someday my company will take them back and give you good United States money for them. But we never did see that good United States money that they promised us. A couple of years went by, and the jitney bus issue came before the people. You all know that was defeated with the great help of the transportation companies. A couple of years went by again, and the two-man streetcar issue came before the people. We, the voters of Los Angeles, voted for two men on a streetcar, but the transportation companies, with their brilliant lawyers, took the case to the state Supreme Court. And before long, our vote was declared illegal. Ladies and gentlemen, when the time comes that a majority vote of the people can be declared illegal, then the very basic foundation of our democratic constitution is destroyed. The prices for riding their streetcars are simply outrageous. Any person who takes a red car in Hollywood and wishing to transfer in the downtown area must pay 15 cents. I ask you, is that fair? 15 cents, and that person has not left the city limits. The service they give is as unsatisfactory as their prices. The last Beverly Boulevard bus leaves downtown at 1 a.m. The last Western Avenue bus leaves both ends of the line at 12:12 midnight. And the last Crenshaw and La Brea bus leaves Hollywood at 12:30 midnight. These are main lines and should be operated all night long. I am sure the transportation companies could show a profit. Suppose they broke even. Wouldn't it be worth that to keep the goodwill of the people, plus the fact they would be employing a few more men? Another issue on my 4-year plan is the legalized municipal lottery. Now some of you folks will shudder and say that is gambling. But chance tickets are sold often in our city for some charity organizations. My plan is to place the lottery on a dignified basis and also aid charity. I would suggest the tickets would be sold exclusively through the main and branch offices of the various utilities companies, the City Hall, the Halls of Justice, and Records. This would eliminate any graft, and there would be no possible chance of a phony ticket being sold to the public. 15% would go to different charity organizations, 35% for prizes, and 50% would be used for city expenses. We could hold one lottery a month, and I am sure the city could take in $10 million a year for its own share. What could this city do with $10 million coming in every year? Very soon, our taxes will be doubled because of the defense program. So why not take advantage of this legalized lottery? Another point in my plan is the congested traffic problem. I've been in many a big city, but our traffic problem is the worst I have ever seen. For example, I boarded a streetcar at 12th and Hill Street one night. It was 5 minutes to five. When that same streetcar left 1st and Hill Street, it was 27 minutes after five. 11 blocks in 32 minutes. Another night, I was riding in an automobile. We entered the 2nd Street Tunnel at 2 minutes after six. And when that car came to a stop at 2nd and Figueroa Street, it was 16 minutes after six. 4 blocks in 14 minutes. Why, I can crawl on my hands and knees faster than that. But does anyone want to do anything about it? No. But what would they like to do? They would like to sell you people a subway. Yes, a subway, which means millions of dollars of your hard-earned money for taxes. But I am here to tell you that we don't need a subway. New York City, St. Louis, Detroit, and other large cities have one-way traffic. Why should Los Angeles be so backward about it? I know many people in Hollywood who absolutely refuse to trade downtown simply because of the congested traffic. The merchants are only keeping business away from their stores, and still they complain that business is bad. What we need is two more highways like Wilshire Boulevard to give drivers a chance to leave the congested area. We could throw open to one-way traffic the area from Los Angeles Street to Olive Street and 1st Street to 11th Street. In one street, the traffic would travel north, one street south, one street east, and one street west. The driver of a car could turn left or right as he so desired, and the traffic would be speeded up 200%. The police department, Chief Holman, an expert, would be in charge exclusively, and he would be responsible only to the mayor's office and to the city council. That department should have an increase of 2,000 policemen. 500 of them should be on motorcycles. New York City has an area 100 square miles smaller than Los Angeles. New York has more than 400 police on motorcycles. Our city at present has 119, but 25 of these are not in active service. They are subject to call only when needed. It is a miracle that our crime and accident rate is not 3 times greater than it is. I offer you, men and women, better protection on the streets and on the highways with a bigger and better police force. And we can do this without one penny of increased taxation, simply through the legalized city lottery. The change is up to you, folks. Another point in my plan is the wide open door to the mayor's office. Anyone with a complaint, I would interview personally. And the service would be so streamlined that persons could write to their friends back east. That, I am sure, the Chamber of Commerce would approve of. I believe in old age pension increases and aid to the aged, the blind, and the crippled. To organized labor, I have but one thing to say. A vote for me is a vote for the only candidate who holds two union cards. So use that as you see fit. To the voters of Los Angeles, I have but one thing to say. Please vote for me as a man of principle, as I am financing this campaign all by myself. So judge me as you judge the other candidates. My hands may be small, but they will be untied. For the different commission appointments, I will seek the advice of the city council and the city attorney. And those who are deserving will receive the jobs. If I am elected, I will call in the other candidates for a conference. I will take the most constructive points from their platforms and add them to mine. And that will serve our plans for the next 4 years. Ladies and gentlemen, here and there in my speech, I have cast a joke. But really, this is a very serious matter as far as I'm concerned. Frankly speaking, it is not so important that I be elected mayor, but something should be done about these gentlemen politicians and their fine promises. Our city is in a bad state of affairs. I have been at Hollywood and Wilcox Avenue for more than 7 years. In that period of time, 4 accidents happened there. In each and every case, it took the ambulance more than half an hour to appear on the scene, and the Hollywood Receiving Hospital is only 3 blocks away. Only a week ago, at 2nd and Hill Street, a woman lay on the cold, wet pavement, moaning and groaning with pains. In this case, it took the ambulance 55 minutes to appear on the scene, and the downtown receiving hospital is only 1 block away. How would you like to lie on the cold, wet pavement for 55 minutes? That woman could have been your mother or your sister. You wouldn't like that one bit. Then I ask you to consider the feelings of that poor woman who lay there moaning and groaning for 55 minutes. I offer you better ambulance service with an increase of 10. Venice should have a receiving hospital, and Venice will have that receiving hospital. San Fernando Valley should have one more fire department, and San Fernando Valley will have that fire department. San Pedro needs modern terminal improvements. Other sections of the city as well need improvement if our city is to be improved. I only cite these as examples. And best of all, we can have all these things through the legalized city lottery. And better still, without one penny of increased taxation. These increases will not cost more than $7 million. Our lottery will easily take in $10 million. Therefore, we have an additional $3 million left, which could be used for the reduction of taxes. Again, I say, folks, the change is up to you. You have had many mayors in this city. Some have been good, and some have been very, very bad. So why not vote for me? What can you lose?
You have been listening to Angie Rusito, the Midget,